not sure. I think that's something they'll determine, and you know, we'll be prepared to play whoever they bring at us.
Are you preparing to see him as a special teams player?
No.
not necessarily.
Jack, have you seen Maurice Jones-Drew's progression from, you know, over the time that you've been there, from where he was kind of getting to split carries with Fred, now being the primary back?
Yeah, I think Maurice, you know, answered those questions last year. I think he's a fine football player. He carried the workload last year by himself, really. And we'd like to get other guys involved a little bit more, and I think they progressed to the point where they can do that for us. But we know that Maurice is one of our marquee playmakers.
Jack, talk about the running back position, you know, throughout the league and how everyone uses them now. What struck me is that a guy named Craig Lumpkin was claimed by four teams, who's had one carry in the last 2 years. Does that speak to how thin, how much? I mean, you guys, coaches can't get enough running backs. What does that say?
Well, I think part of that is you know, people suffer injuries at various positions, and then you'll see you know, teams trying to acquire players there, and I, you know, that's likely a result of some of that. So I can't speak specifically to that that case, but I know that, you know, things occur and teams react where they feel they can to help themselves, and that's likely part of it.
How about the running back position, though? Another thing that's kind of evolved here, it's almost like you guys use them like a manager might use the bullpen, where everyone has kind of a specific role, a specific talent.
Yeah, you know, you'd like to utilize, if you have one guy that can do it all, certainly that's the best way to have it. Where you don't have that, we try and maximize the things that guys can do. And I think as coaches, we're always looking to put our guys in position to make the plays they're capable of making, and limit the exposure to things they don't do well. And so you end up role-playing a little bit. If you have, you know, some backs are better protecting than running with the ball, or better catching the ball than whatever. I think you try and work roles for those guys if that is the case.
Seems like you guys have used a lot of high draft picks over the last couple of years for your on your front seven, particularly that D-line. Have you seen that work out, some of these young guys, Tyson and company, progressing?
Yeah, we've you know, Gene Smith made the declaration that we were going to build from the inside out, and, you know, each of our first two drafts together reflected that. You know, last year it was a heavy emphasis on the offensive side. We were able to get two, you know, good young offensive tackles that ended up starting all year last year for us, got valuable experience, and so they're going to be a year better, and you know, a little wiser, a little stronger than they were last year. And then this year we focused a lot on the defensive line. It happened to match up where last year the draft was deep in offensive linemen. This year the draft was deep in defensive linemen, and we were able to fit need with want, and so I think it worked out pretty good in terms of value and being able to acquire some guys that we think can help us. And, you know, Tyson's been good, and Larry Hart and some of those other guys have been pretty good, and so we're going to need them to play well for us this year.
You kept every player from those two classes, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure. I thought I saw a headline this morning reflecting that. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but I'm pretty sure we have most of our guys we've taken the last couple of years.
It's supposed to be in the, like, mid-90s, I think, on Sunday there in Jacksonville. Is that something that is an advantage for you guys in terms of the heat and the humidity and playing in September?
Well, it can be. I think it's going to be hot. I mean, if you're down here in Jacksonville in September, you know it's going to be hot. And even when it's a cool day, it's still hot. So, you know, we've been working in the upper 80s to 90s for all of camp. And it you know, it does take something out of you if you're not accustomed to it. It's, you know, much like going up and having to deal with the elevation up there when teams come into Denver. You know, it's something you have to deal with. They'll have to combat that. And, you know, for us, we're going to concentrate on playing good football. But it certainly is it's a factor that that both teams have to be ready to handle.
Coach, there's been a lot of talk up here about how much more comfortable the Broncos' offense is this year. What has impressed you about the work of Kyle Orton and the first-team offense watching the preseason tape?
Well, it does look like he's comfortable in what they're asking him to do. I've always thought he's a good football player. I think that they showed that they have confidence in him by extending him despite drafting Tim at that position. So I think there's clearly a commitment to him as a good football player, and that's what we see on tape. So we're getting geared up to go after him and not let him be so comfortable. But he's done an awful nice job of being very comfortable and being very decisive back there.
You just mentioned Tim again, and Maurice earlier said that he was expecting a full crowd there this weekend, a lot of it because of Tebow. What are you expecting in terms of the crowd? And you think people are going to be cheering for Tim as well as the Jags? Or how do you...
He's a very popular young man. I mean, he's well-liked. Heck, I mean, I like him. I mean, there are a lot of things that he brings to the table that are things you want to hold up. As a young man, it's a great example. He's ultra competitive, and he's done a great job right down the road here. And our area is, you know, I'm sure they'll greet him warmly. I mean, he's, you know, a great player that grew up right here, and so I think it'll be exciting from that end. And I think there'll be a good atmosphere for it. I look forward to seeing him, and I wish him the best next week going forward.
Was there any pressure inside the organization to draft him back last spring?
Not within the organization, but certainly outside the organization, there was a tremendous amount of pressure. I give Gene Smith a lot of credit for being able to hold up under some of that pressure, because I think, you know, ultimately he had to make the call, and there was no question that there was strong sentiment in the community to draft him because he was popular. And so I give Gene a lot of credit for staying the course and doing what he thought was best for the organization.
Jack, what kind of matchup could you expect from Aaron Capman and Ryan Clady, two guys who are not that far removed from knee surgeries?
Well, two tremendous football players. You know, obviously, we like our guy. They like their guy. But, unquestionable talent there. Both players, gifted and strong at their positions. It ought to be a good matchup.